Good afternoon, evening, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour one of the broadcast here on this Wednesday, the 27th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me, per usual, my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. David, welcome, sir.
Greetings and salutations, Richard. Happy to be here with you, and a lot of interesting things going on in the news here recently.
Indeed. Yes. Is there something in particular? I noticed, by the way, you had some bad transmission issues. Well, RBN did for your show this weekend, so I'm sure you would want to apologize to listeners for any you know, difficulty they may have had, and it was a shortened show, I know. Is there something you'd like to address, like either stuff you were covering Sunday and or more recent developments?
Well, Richard, just let's just let it flow. I have nothing off the top of my head, to be honest. Let's just whatever you've got cooking over on your end, we'll address. And if something comes to mind, I'll bring it up. But okay. Honestly, no.
Okay. Because I know that you had less time than you expected. And I know how that can be sometimes if something that someone wanted to
Well, I did the whole show. The whole show's on the archives, I believe.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. No, that's good that it did record the whole thing. Yeah, because I mean, the first 20 minutes, at least, I couldn't get through whatsoever when I was trying to tune in. And
A bunch of people were texting me, like, hey, what happened? Is your show on? You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think so. But Sam got it worked out pretty quick. And everything turned out good, I think.
Great. Yeah, no, I'll be sure to check that, then catch what I missed. So, the first thing I was curious to get your opinion on today. I noticed over in Florida here, Ron DeSantis is signing a new bill into law, take effect this coming January, actually, banning social media for anyone who's under 14, you know, minors under 14. And that's even if their parents say it's okay and give their full permission. I was curious, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's a smokescreen for limiting free speech. You know, why the push for it now? I mean, how long have social media been going on? What, 10 years or so by now? Just odd that there's this big push to, oh, we ought to stop TikTok because of the kids. It's hurting our youth. And I know you combine that with DeSantis's signing of a anti-free speech law in Israel, of all places. I find it concerning. And, you know, DeSantis's background is a little dodgy, let's say. You know, being a former JAG and then actually involved in torture in Guantanamo Bay. That's pretty dark stuff. So I think DeSantis, you know, hits the right notes on some things. But I do believe he's got some, let's say, deep state connections, for lack of a better term.
Well, yeah, this probably is related to the whole TikTok attack of the Western establishment right now, as you mentioned. It's widely known. I mean, TikTok is, well, the first time I heard of it, it was like associated with, like, you know, adolescent girls, you know. I mean, that was always the biggest demographic on there. So, I mean, definitely they have a lot of the minors. And, there's pressure right now because 60% is owned by Chinese, from what we understand. And they, of course, therefore, do not censor the, well, videos of Palestinian slaughters, you know, this genocide. So, I mean, that definitely could be rather related when you mentioned the timing. Let's see, what does it say here at Zero Hedge? Florida just passed a new law prohibiting children under 14 years old from having social media accounts, regardless of parental consent. So, of course, you know, they're not just going to say, oh, just TikTok. So, you know, it could still be mainly because of that. Under the law, which takes effect January 1st, 2025, social media companies must close accounts they believe to be used by minors under 14. So if they suspect it could be used by a minor, they can close it. And must cancel accounts at the request of parents or minors. All information from the accounts must then be deleted. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting this too, so it must be on the level, you know. But no, as far as the motive, it does remain in question, surely. Let's see, minors who are 14 or 15 will be able to obtain a social media account with parental consent. If a parent does not consent, accounts already belonging to teens within that age range must be deleted. Okay, so yeah, you still have to get consent if you're 14 or 15. You can't have one whatsoever under 14. Let's see, being burned in those devices all day is not the best way to grow up. It's not the best way to get a good education, Governor Ron DeSantis said Monday during an event to celebrate the signing of the bill. So, okay, he thinks he's spending too much time on the internet, and that's the reason. It doesn't even, I mean, you know, even, I mean, at least if you're going to say, oh, you know, they're getting too sexualized with, you know, well, I don't know. You know, you hear about the grooming online, you know, but.
Well, Richard, the other thing is strange is I don't know how they're going to verify people's ages on the internet very easily. There's so many ways around that, and that's a problem with all these internet restrictions. There's always a way around it. Even if they ban TikTok, obviously you could get in using a VPN or whatever, some type of thing that hides your IP address. So I mean, it's kind of a lot of it's just a bunch of talk, and again it shows how tone deaf our federal government is in terms of actually caring what happens to Americans' lives, their well-being, you know, their finances, their society. They don't care about any of that. This whole TikTok thing, certainly on one level, it's a grab for power to keep, you know, only, let's say, the media sources that are aligned with our deep state in the forefront, you know, because there's no question Facebook and Twitter and you know, some of these other Google, let's say for example, all have very close connections to the American military and the military industrial complex. So this is a power grab on one level. There's many different levels, and then you have to ask yourself, well, why is it going to be okay if TikTok sells the company to somebody? Then we don't care anymore. So again, I asked this on the last show, who wants to buy TikTok? Who's behind this? My guess is some Jewish censorial organization of some kind.
Certainly, that would be my guess as well. And, well, of course, TikTok was based on short video uploads that the young people were taking to so much. I mean, TikTok indicating just like different times of day on the clock, and you know, just as the day passes, because you know, it started trending a while back, like with Facebook and everything. People feel like they need to big brother themselves, you know, let you know, oh look, I'm at this place, it's 4:15, and here's a picture of my food I'm about to start eating, or or you know, oh, I'm waiting in line and oh, I'm annoyed and look, I'm at this store or something, you know.
It's just, well, sure, it's the same kind of garbage you see on Facebook or Meta or, you know, all these social media sites. There's a lot of overlap in them. So again, why is TikTok being picked on? You know, there's a huge amount of overlap in all these sites, the same kind of crap and nonsense. But also, you know, in all honesty, there is some really amazing information that's getting out, raw footage of this massacre in Israel or Gaza. And just as a side note, Richard, I was just reading that the far right, you know, of Israeli government is introducing a law where the police can just shoot Palestinians on the street without any fear of legal repercussions. And that's, I guess, going to be voted on. So that's disturbing, to say the least.
So they don't have to have any sort of threat or attack or anything. They could just be, in theory, walking down the street. They see a Palestinian over there, bam, and they're good.
Pretty much. They can just say, oh, well, I felt threatened, or, he made a sudden move. Who knows? But, it kind of de facto is already that way, but this would actually codify it into law, which it's just, it's kind of showing this downward spiral of Israel that I don't think there's any turning back from. We truly are living through history right now. This is going to change the whole trajectory of Israel and the world's perception of it. And I don't think there's any turning back for Israel at this point. What that means in the end, I can't say. Nobody knows yet, but it ain't going to be good, Richard. It's looking pretty bad on the worldwide stage of the, perception. The optics of Israel are at an all-time low, and I don't see how you recover from it, because they're not done yet. They're not done. They're going to keep going with this thing and try to push all of the Palestinians out into Egypt. And then, I don't know if you caught my show, but, I played some clips of some of these unhinged Israeli settlers just openly talking about, we've already got 500 families ready to move in into Gaza. We've got the names of the new cities and street names and everything. We're ready to go. So they have plans, and they're not even afraid to talk about it. A lot of this used to be very hush hush, and it was an anti-Jewish canard if you brought any of this up. And I played a clip of this other unhinged Israeli settler talking about Greater Israel. Yeah, we want all of southern Lebanon. We want part of Iraq, part of Iran, all of Jordan. The list goes on. It's huge, she said. So, they're, for whatever reason, they've lost all fear, and they're really, coming out of the closet and letting their hair down now, Richard. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, doubling down, no matter how much internationally on the world stage, there's, a majority who are, seriously... if not already, taking a negative slant toward the Israeli government, to say the least, if not Israelis or Jews overall. I mean, with a lot of people, this is like helping them to wake up to a lot of things, really.
Yeah, and I think, too, on another level, there's always different levels you can analyze this stuff from, but on another level, it's really showing, if you create a society and you normalize really bad behavior, this behavior becomes, acceptable, and they don't see how bizarre it looks to the rest of the world. And I think that's part of what's going on. They live in this bubble called Israel, and they all reinforce each other's bizarre belief systems. And this is the end result. So again, I don't see that there's any coming back from this, and how this is all going to play out, nobody knows yet, but it's going to be a rough road ahead for Israel and for America, because as long as we keep supporting them, no matter what they do. And I know there's at least been some talk from the Democrats, as bad as they are, but it's just talk. Chuck E. Schumer, he's a rabbi. He goes to Israel all the time. Supposedly even went to Epstein Island. He's a creepy looking guy. So I'm sure they got plenty of dirt on him. He's not going to go too far off the reservation. And I think a lot of this just talk to try to appease their base, because, at least, as bad as the left is, at least the left is going, God, this is horrible what they're doing. Whereas the so-called right, the kosher conservatives in America, are doubling down on their support for Israel. It's completely tone deaf. And it's really being exposed how phony the conservative movement in America is. There is no true conservative movement in America. And I think there's a real void or a vacuum there that needs to be filled. Someone who actually cares about America first. And that sentiment really is growing, and they're using Trump as sort of the symbol of that to try to crash and burn it through all the bad publicity, his legal troubles. But I think there's really, in all honesty, Richard, I think there's a lot more Americans that are close to what we think than we believe. I think our numbers are greater than we think, and there's been a process of demoralization and scattering to try to, you know, keep people off track here. But I think this sentiment is really growing, Richard.
Well, good. I hope it does. I hope you're right. And I commend TikTok, for that matter, for allowing all of these Palestinian murder clips, videos that people are posting to remain. And, well, I mean, could go back to the other bits in this coverage just before we move on. I mean, I was mentioning how it was very video-based, you know, from its origin, the TikTok one in particular. And, well, yeah, this phrase is, in a curious way, the new law doesn't name which platforms it applies to. Now, see, at the start here, they made it sound like all platforms, you know, they said social media platforms. But now it's kind of suggesting that there are certain platforms that it's specifying only, and that, you know, that openly they're not really advertising that much is what I'm picking up now. So, but it says the new law...
And Richard, yeah. I would just add one thing about this. If they're so concerned about our youth, why is there no effort to try to stop the open access to pornography? You don't hear a word about that, do we? I mean, that's free speech, you know, according to people. But why is there no effort to stop young people from being able to see any kind of porn they want to on the internet? That's the part I find a little vexing.
Yeah, I mean, I have heard of that elsewhere. It was either UK or Canada. I want to say UK, where they're trying to make some law where you have to log in, you know, officially with your identification as an adult to view porn sites. And what the true motive is there is just, I think, well, it just desensitized people to more and more categories they have to do that for, basically, you know.
Well, sure, but there's no talk about it in America or American media that, hey, you know, young people at any age can view hardcore pornography. That's really bad in terms of just warping out the minds of young people. It's a terrible thing. It's not even discussed at all. I mean, that's the part I find so amazing. The really important issues in America are never discussed on the massive platforms, like the fact that, you know, people's wages aren't keeping up with inflation. Or the fact that the middle class is shrinking very rapidly and there's more rich people and more poor people than there ever been in this country. And I'm telling you, I've seen so much money sloshing around at the top of our society, Richard. It's really crazy.
Yes. Yeah, no, we were touching on that last week. It's amazing how many more wealthy people there are. The middle class. And we've had a lot of things accelerating it in this decade, in particular COVID relief money printing, I think was a strong catalyst, and the lockdowns, of course. Those two put together give a lot of money to the richest corporations and make it impossible for the independents and small businesses to conduct business for a stretch, you know, a considerable, what, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's all, it is by design, for sure. And yeah, a lot more poor people. And we just had that parting of the sea of middle class to rich or poor. We'll be right back. Wash it away.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey and David Scorpio. Well, so I will just stress again that, you know, it's alluding to TikTok and platforms like it. And the big tip-off here in this piece, the new law doesn't name which platforms it applies to. However, social media sites, which rely on features such as notification alerts and autoplay videos, are subject to it. Autoplay videos, I can only assume, TikTok being so into videos, that there's a lot of autoplay there. But supporters of the law have pointed to recent studies linking social media use among young adults to a higher risk of depression and mental health challenges. It can also make them vulnerable to online bullying and predators. And this, according to the Wall Street Journal, David.
Well, yes, we need the government to protect us and our kids. That's where they're trying to take this, of course. But I think those statements are also true for any adult. You know, I think very much screen time on your phone in general is really bad for you. You know, I would just say that for certain.
I did notice that when I was using it last, I never really used social media other than maybe to try it out initially with Facebook when I got into an account for a little bit. And I don't know, I lost interest, but I started using it when I started doing radio. My station manager was just very much into, well, advertising via Facebook, frankly, you know. I mean, it was just a small station without a budget to advertise anywhere you had to pay. And
just you know, using all the groups and individual notifications, methods possible, pages, whatever. And so, I mean, but I noticed the amount of time I would spend, you know, just routinely posting places for the shows and that, and the station. It just, it does just affect you too much, you know, like the, you know, you're just looking for notifications and likes and, oh, well, I mean, you know, you can almost tell that it could start rewiring the brain, you know, just to get, as far as like pleasure centers. And, you know, that's what you hear about from people getting addicted to it, just as they would from a drug or some sort of, like, you know, you'll hear of just certain activities people are compelled to do as well. But yeah, it definitely is very damaging like that. And I noticed the time I would spend doing that, it would kind of make me more depressed. And yeah, you're like clinging to any sort of feedback or responses and looking to what they are, waiting to see what where more and when, you know, what methods to, I don't know, you know, you get too obsessed with it, you know, and don't have a life, basically, David.
Well, yeah, you know, I think you brought up a couple of good points. You know, if you do use those kind of social media sites, there are some good things about them. You know, if you use them in wise ways, like being part of the right group or networking with the right people, it is a good tool for that. I've never gotten into it myself just because, yeah, the amount of time you end up spending on this stuff is really bad. And, you know, you're just wasting your life on a glowing screen rather than being involved in real life stuff and interacting with real people. And I think there's a real effort on the part of our controllers to get us involved in screen time everywhere we go. You know, all the new cars have these screens on them. Somehow we had cars for, 100 years, and they didn't have screens in them, but now we got to have screens in the cars. And even when you go to a restaurant, they want you to sign your bill on a screen rather than a receipt. And, you know, these self-checkouts that are popping up everywhere where you deal with a screen instead of a human being. It's a real effort, I think, to dehumanize us and disconnect all of us from each other. And again, there's many levels of this, but that's certainly one of them.
Yes, and just the whole obey and reward conditioning is in there as well.
I'm sorry, the what?
Well, just the whole, like, you know, obey and get your little reward sort of conditioning strategies seem to...
Oh, yes.
...get strengthened through that as well. I see we're right on the break here, though, a few seconds. I do want to remind everyone to support the station. And remember, folks, we try to have a great variety. And some things are good for some people and other things, others, you know... You know, you shouldn't only support this station if there are only certain hosts or shows you like. If there are a couple you don't like, you don't suddenly not want to support. I really don't get that, but it's so much out there. But please, folks, do what you can. Keep this free speech alive at Republic Broadcasting Network, the canary in the coal mine of free speech. We'll be right back.
In the dark. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey and David Scorpio. And again, folks, yeah, I got to say, I really don't get that. You know, I mean, you donate to a platform because you like some of what's presented on it, and you are encouraging free speech, I would hope. And so to be able to then a control, like a gatekeeper, due to those donations, that just doesn't seem like, the right spirit of either, you know, the first appreciating the host or the second giving the donation. But if you can, folks, go to republicbroadcasting.org, and all the information's there, but I'll give it out if you have a pen ready. You can mail your donation, cash, check, money order. Make sure you conceal that cash with some foil or something. And if it is a check or money order, payable to the letters RBN, all right, just RBN. You can mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we do greatly appreciate it, folks. You can call 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's to make a donation. And, you know, if you want to set up something recurring, we greatly appreciate that. Something you can budget every month, you know, break it down, whatever is acceptable, or bi-monthly, if for some reason you prefer that. You know, we could, I'm sure, work that too if preferred. But PayPal is also an option on the website, you know, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the donate page. You have all of that right there, everything I just said. And please, you know, for the free speech factor alone, and for the hosts and content you do like, you know, that's what it's about. It's not about, okay, you know, there's something I didn't like. I mean, I try to be civil to everyone here, but I mean, there are certainly a lot of hosts I don't like on this station and what they have to say. You know, let's be fair. There's a good amount I do, considerably. But so, and David, I don't know. Am I off on this? Am I asking too much of listeners? What do you think?
Oh, yes, you're way off, Richard. No, just kidding. No, I have to agree. You know, free speech is a double-edged sword, and you have to accept things you may not agree with. And I think the station does a really good job of actually allowing hosts to say whatever they want to say without any restrictions. And that in its of itself is the most important thing. You know, you got all these different guys and ladies on the station here, and they're saying what they think, and no one is, you know, in a control room telling them, hey, don't say that, say this, don't say that. And so of course there's going to be things you personally don't like. That's part of life, isn't it? That's part of living in a society where people have free speech. People are going to say stuff that you don't like. And the fact that that is so deeply under attack right now really only makes it more valuable. So people really ought to consider that when donating to RBN. It's a very unique place in the world we're in right now, Richard.
So well said. So many good points you make to complement this, gesture we're trying to make here. And so please, everyone, do what you can to keep the station alive. And again, John Stadmiller always said, this is the canary in the coal mine of free speech, meaning this goes down one way or another. And soon enough, you can expect most all of your free speech to be soon to follow. I believe that that would be a likely omen, and I wouldn't want to see it start to come to fruition. Why not? We could go to the just the last bit in this article. I was talking about the we were saying, though, we agree for everyone, the mental health and the internet. I gave that Wall Street Journal quote, and just to finish up quickly here, a child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and to see the harm and step away from it. This was said by a Florida House Speaker, Paul Renner, Republican, at the same event, you know, that DeSantis was. And he says, because of that, we have to step in for them. A child in their brain development doesn't have the ability to know that they're being sucked into these addictive technologies and see the harm and step away from it. I mean, come on.
Well, isn't that the job of the parents?
A child's brain isn't done developing until about 26 years old. So why the cutoff at 14? You'd have to then say 26. If that's what I would say.
Well, yeah, and isn't that the job of the parents? You know, to keep an eye on their kids and, you know, keep them on the right path. The government cannot act as a parent. That's very dangerous, and that's part of the, you know, of course, everyone knows that's part of this plan to usurp the responsibilities and power of parents and shift them over to government, which isn't working out too well so far, Richard.
And they're trying to rely on science when they're talking about brain development. And again, that really shouldn't be a way of going about it. What you say is completely right on. And so, to be mentioning brain development at all, then if you want to get real about it, yeah, their mid-20s is when the brain stops developing, and you really get the idea of the adult mentality, personality and potential, whether good, bad, or otherwise, of the person. This is like getting worse, really, the more we read into it. In response to the law, TikTok. Okay, so suddenly TikTok is brought in. This is the first time in this article, TikTok was mentioned. But suddenly, you know, it's like, all right. In response to the law, TikTok says it has policies to protect teens and will continue to work to keep the platform safe. Snapchat and X didn't respond to a Wall Street Journal response for comment. Other states have a similar legislation proposed. However, the bills all stopped short of Florida's total ban. In Arkansas, a federal judge blocked an age verification law for social media users and parental consent for minors' accounts. In response to the Arkansas law, Social Media Trade Association NetChoice, of which Facebook parent Meta, TikTok, and Snap sued the state to halt the law. It has brought similar legal challenges in California and Ohio. According to NetChoice VP and General Counsel Carl Szabo, the Florida law, quote, forces Floridans to hand over sensitive personal information to websites or lose their access to critical information channels, adding, this infringes on Floridians' First Amendment rights to share and access free speech online. There are better ways to keep Floridians, their families, and their data safe and secure online without violating their freedoms, he added. Florida expects to be sued over the new law. However, Speaker Renner says he's confident it will withstand legal scrutiny. Quote, we're going to beat them, and we're never, ever going to stop, unquote, he said. So, yeah, there's no shame with these people, and I'm not buying their justification, again, on many levels there.
No, and I would say this is the proverbial camel's nose under the tent kind of thing. Once the camel gets its nose under the tent, pretty soon the camel is going to be inside the tent trying to sleep in there. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Once they get their foot in the door, they're going to continue to try to restrict the internet, because the internet is really the only, you know, platform that has, you know, major amounts of people where it's not completely controlled. I mean, you look at the degree of control of the legacy media or the mainstream media, it's pathetic, and there's only one side of the story ever told. And they want to continue that control over the internet. That's really the end game here.
Yeah. Yeah, I suspect so. If I were to skip around to some other headlines, some are not as worthy as others, but well, here, State Farm Insurance drops 72,000 California properties. So California in particular being high risk as far as their property and I guess they meant like residential property and also commercial policies. Well, no, the way that says it, actually, property and commercial apartment policies. Of which approximately 30,000 will be homeowner rental, residential community, and business owner insurance. But anyway, high construction costs, growing risks from wildfires and other catastrophic events and challenges relates to how it ensures its... those regarding California being a high-risk zone, you mentioned, David, higher construction costs, growing risks from wildfires, another catastrophic events.
Yeah, yeah. This is because of climate change, of course, Richard. One of the real causes of the incredibly high prices of real estate in California is that the state has actually put a lot of restrictions on the building of single family homes. That's part of this goes back to the Agenda 2030 mindset. So that's the part of the reason why the real estate prices here are so out of control is, of course, the government is restricting the building of new single-family homes. But, of course, there's no restrictions on massive apartment buildings that are going up everywhere, not only in California, but I'm just using California in this example. Huge, huge apartment complexes with basically no room for parking being built in residential neighborhoods where there's mostly houses. And actually, you know, I was in Texas recently, and I saw the biggest apartment complex being built that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this had to have been maybe 10 acres of apartments all being built, and it's that same ugly, soul-sucking post-Soviet design that's intentionally ugly and drab and without any beauty or warmth to it, almost looking like a prison camp.
Hmm. Yes. And, of course, the schools in general seem more and more like prisons across the country, especially in the blue cities, like Chicago, where I'm from. You know, I'm seeing this neighboring story on Florida, though, and the headline there is it's mentioning the porn sites. So, like, this thing, we've heard it for the UK, is getting active in Florida. I mean, I guess it's in the same bill with the social media restrictions. Florida passes law requiring age verification for porn sites. With this bill DeSantis signed on Monday, David.
Yeah. Well, that's a separate issue because really you have to be 18 years old to buy porn in a porn store or whatever. Just like you have to be a certain age to buy alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, in a certain sense, you could understand you're just proving that you're an adult for it. But of course, you're giving up your identity, and that's the issue people have, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and of course, just the blackmail potential for those who have the back doors. What was that old slogan going around? Israel inside, for Intel.
Right. Yeah, Intel inside, Israel inside. Yeah, that's true. That is very true. And Richard, I came across something that's kind of interesting. Of course, everyone's heard about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. You know, this barge drove straight into one of the pillars and collapsed the entire bridge. But it turns out the captain of the ship was a Ukrainian. Now, that may not mean anything. It could just be a coincidence. But it did seem like that ship deliberately went right into the bridge. It didn't look like an accident if you look at the footage. Very strange.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe, there might be a lot of, Ukrainians who came here. They didn't want to be in the war zone, and they're easy pickings for, G-men with jobs for them. If you will.
Well, the ship, I believe, is registered in Hong Kong, but the captain was Ukrainian. So this could be there's a chance this is deliberate sabotage, sending a message, hey, we want our money or else. Who knows? I mean, it could just be a coincidence the guy happened to be Ukrainian. But, it did look like the ship intentionally crashed into the bridge. I just can't imagine that was... maybe it was an accident, but it sure looked, at the very least, gross negligence and incompetence.
If not, yes, and at the very least, of course, you stress. But, as far as, we've touched a couple times now on Israel, Gaza, without really going there. But, there has been an update since I've been on the air, and I actually just moved into a new place. I should confirm with the listeners and let them know. That's why, between getting ready the last day for movers and then, dealing with the truck and the movers, it wasn't really that easy to be on the air. Now, this is just the very first day after those 2 days, and it's still pretty tough to fit everything in, but, I'm trying to manage. But, yeah, I had some good... colleagues of mine, good friends who have been doing radio themselves for a while and wanted to give them some more airtime. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate Mr. Stephen Douglas Weitener. I know he has a lot as well, helped out, and that's greatly appreciated. But no, this attack, we were hearing about it, that no matter what the U.S. wants, even, that Israel was planning to go ahead, and so now we're hearing that they have indeed gone ahead. I don't know how much you've heard, but they've had this, Israel had this major airstrike
on Rafa. Ah, terrible timing.
No, I haven't heard this. Let's hit it on the other side of the break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, Fact Bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. David Scorpio with me, Richard Carey.
So, yeah, we don't have a lot of details. We have some videos out there, David, as usual, with these bulletin board posts, you know, these aggregators. But breaking, you know, Israel conducts major airstrikes in Rafah. So we have some videos on X from some people floating, doing the strikes, posted 7.09 p.m. yesterday, 7.09 p.m. And, well, what is happening in Rafah now, which the occupation said were safe areas in another video. And so we have some Arabic overlays on some of it. Okay, there's one in French. I can't... Yeah, I haven't really kept up with my French since high school and college, really. So I couldn't really give you too much there on the air and here. But David, so yeah, I mean, we heard warnings and that they were going to go ahead, whether U.S. or anyone else tried to pressure them away from this, and now they are already going ahead with it. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, this is, you know, the scenario that I predicted at the very beginning of this thing when it first started, that they were going to round everyone up to the south and then, you know, try to kill them or push them into the border over into Egypt. And I've seen several, you know, reports that Egypt's already built like huge, I guess you could call it refugee camps or internment camps in preparation for this scenario. Whether or not it happens, you know, we don't know yet, but it's something that's being planned for as a contingency. And I would just say that this only stops when America quits sending over magic shekels and weapons. It doesn't end until then. And unfortunately, America is complicit in this through, you know, the incredible amount of money we give Israel. And all the, you know, they get the lion's share of weaponry from America, let's be honest. And, you know, I played a clip on my show of James Traficant talking about how Israel actually receives $15 billion a year. And that was back in 2009, that interview was. So you can rest assured the amount is more now than it in 2009.
Indeed. Indeed. And very targeted strikes, as you can hear, the one videographer points out on this. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people say even to question, you know, the amount of munitions you're giving them or to defend the Palestinians whatsoever is to be anti-Semitic, is to, you know, to not believe Israel has a right to exist, to mean that you want all the Jewish people to die automatically if you think that. They actually have a lot of people with that kind of cowardly response. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wouldn't possibly want that. And I'll cow down. I won't say anything that goes against your narrative again. But let's stick around, David, and we'll take calls for the last half hour of the show, but we'll be right back with hour two, folks, so stay right here.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.